There are seven wisdom books in the Old Testament. In one of them, the Book of Wisdom, Solomon prays for the gift of wisdom, saying, "Now with you is wisdom, who knows your works and was present when you made the world." If wisdom is good and holy, why in today's gospel does Jesus exclaim to his Father, "Although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you reveal them to the little ones"? In the passage before this one, Jesus has chastised the unrepentant towns for their pride and arrogance, but not listening to him, for thinking they are wise because they, who are the scribes and Pharisees, were educated men of learning. It seems that the opposite of wisdom is not foolishness, but arrogance and pride. The little ones are not only children, but all those who open themselves to the listening of the Holy Spirit and relying on God's grace. Paul tells us that in the eyes of the world, Jesus offering himself to executioners out of love for humanity was foolishness. God's foolishness then is true wisdom. This week, I've been preparing myself to travel to Loretto for our provincial chapter. It's a meeting that we have every 4 years, an opportunity to reflect on our way of life and how we are ministering not only to ourselves, but to those whom we are sent to be with. We are the followers of St. Francis. And as we are the followers of St. Francis, we do look closely at his life. And St. Francis understood this notion of foolishness and wisdom and called himself a fool for Christ, giving himself totally to following the footsteps of Jesus. We are not all called to be itinerant preachers, but we are called to live in the footsteps of Jesus in whatever way that we are prompted to by the Holy Spirit. We are born in water and of the Spirit, by the nature of our baptism. The little ones to whom God's wisdom is revealed can be highly educated, and those with little or no schooling. Many men and women with little formal education who are taught by life's experiences and by faith have grown in true wisdom. It is the little ones whom Jesus invites to come to him, to lay their burdens down, and to rest in his meek and humble heart. Thus, as we put ourselves in the footsteps of Christ, it means that we are to do what the prophet Micah says, to love tenderly, to act justly, and to walk humbly with God. And this does require some discipline on our part, being focused on our interior life with God, so that we can bear the fruits of that meditation to those whom we encounter. It is very easy in this world to pay attention to the sins of others and not focus on the areas in our lives where we need redemption and healing. It is also very easy to give labels to people that put them in a negative light, instead of recognizing how God is working in their lives. Our life with God and Christ in the Holy Spirit is always prompting ourselves to put our needs away to meet the needs of others. But it's also growing closeness in God, listening to the Word, having our daily meditation with God, asking for the graces to avoid temptation and to have a heart full of love and mercy. So as we continue this liturgy, let's continue for healing in our lives wherever we may need it, but also to avoid the temptation of passing judgment onto others, particularly for those whose stories we do not even know.